Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can go to my Patreon site or my Ko-fi site. Either one works, whatever works for you. If you want to give me a monthly donation, Patreon works. If you want to give me a one-off donation, Ko-fi works. KOFI.com/boomshikha. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about how INFJs think about time and how time is, I think, one of the most important things to an INFJ on this planet. I've said this before, and we think of it as currency. We think of time as one of the most important things to us, more important than our breath, more important than life itself, because life is time, right? If you live in this physical realm, it is time. Every moment is life. It's what you're living right now. And every moment, time is slipping by and life is slipping by, right? I mean, if you really think about it, death is approaching quicker than you can imagine, and you might be dead soon. And that's something that INFJs think about a lot. I think we think about time as much as I said before. We think about death a lot too. I think because they're both really interconnected with each other, right? I mean, you can't have death if you didn't have time. And you can't have time if you didn't have death. You know, if you wouldn't think about time if you had a limited life, unlimited life, sorry, limited. If you had an unlimited life, you wouldn't think about time necessarily, right? Because because of the fact that we have a limited amount of time on this planet, we think about death all the time as INFJs. Most people ignore it though. And I find that really fascinating. It's like, how can you ignore something that's the most important thing on this planet? Basically, the fact that you're going to die soon. Yeah, you can ignore it, but it's going to happen. So isn't it better just to think about it and to prepare for it and to make sure you're living the best life possible and to make sure that you have no regrets at your deathbed? I mean, I think that would be the best way to deal with it. But that's how most people think. Most people ignore it. Most people don't want to talk about it. Whereas INFJs love talking about it, especially the fact that time is important to them. And the fact that if someone is making them waste their time, they are an absolute no-no in our books. Yeah. And so I tell people a lot, like, if you are wanting to date an INFJ or if you're in love with an INFJ, you like an INFJ, make sure you never disrespect their time. Make sure that you treat their time as preciously as gold, right? So if you're going to be 15 minutes late, make sure there's a very good reason for it. Try not to be late or try not to make them wait or try not to make them waste time specifically. Right? So if you're walking around looking for something and you're basically wasting time and you're not using their time appropriately and you're not telling them that this is what's happening, then you have to be really careful about it. It's important for you to realize that their time is precious, right? So another thing that I really wanted to share in this video is, why do we think of time this way? And why are we obsessed with time? And why are we obsessed with death, right? I think a lot of INFJs realize that 100 years or 70 years, 80, whatever your lifespan might be, they realize how short it truly is. I mean, you can realize it if you just sit and think about it for even a little bit. Think about how long your life really is. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, life is really long. I have loads of time. You know, I can do that next year, or I can do that in my 50s, or I can do that when I retire, blah, blah, blah. But if you observe people and their lives, even a tiny little bit, you realize that life is actually very short. In fact, a lot of people end up dying quicker or earlier than, you know, a typical age. So you might think, oh, I'm going to live until at least 80, of course. And then they end up dying at 40, or they end up dying at 50, or, you know, in their 30s, or some in their teens or 20s. And so all of these illusions you built up about the fact that you can be alive for 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, it's really an illusion. You have no idea when you're going to be dead. You might be dead tomorrow. Now, I'm not saying that you will. I hope not. But that's the way it works. And so, as I said, INFJs spend a lot of time thinking about this specific thing, which is, I might be dead tomorrow, right? And you might think it's very morbid for us to think about this, but it makes us view our time as if it's the most important thing on this planet. Right? Every moment on this planet is so, so important to us. It's so fragile. It's so transient. It's so precious that we want to make sure that we use every moment of our life to the best of our ability. Now, I'm not saying that we go out and skydive or, I mean, some people might, but I'm not saying that we kind of do like thrilling things or we kind of take advantage of our life in that way. But we're just saying that we know how precious life is and we know how limited it is. And so we want to do the best we can with it in our own specific way. So I'm not saying that we're going to follow everyone else, be like, oh, everyone else thinks that it's the best thing to be a millionaire, so I'm going to start doing that. Or everyone wants to be on TV, so I'm going to do that. It's basically what we're saying is that if I like to read comics and that makes me extremely happy and I have a limited time on this planet, I'm going to damn well make sure, I shouldn't have said damn, or twice. I'm going to make sure that I spend as much time as possible living my life reading comics, right? And so I will work, I'll do whatever is necessary, I'll live my life, and then I'll read as many comics as possible. Now, of course, this is a very simple example, but anything applies. If you like fixing cars, you know, an INFJ is going to make sure that they spend as much time as possible fixing cars because they love it, and they want to make sure that they live their life according to their values and their principles and according to their obsessions, right? I love creating stuff. I love creating videos, so I do a lot of that. I love writing, so I do a lot of that. I've molded my life in a way so that I can spend a lot of my time doing the things that I love because I know that I might be dead tomorrow. You know, my lifespan might only be 40 years. It might only be 50 years. It might only be whatever, right? And so I really, in my head, I'm always thinking, okay, so what's the best I can do with this day? Today, I have this day. I have this moment right now. That's the only moment you really have. How can I live it to the max? How can I live it so that I'm using it to the best ability of mine? I don't want to waste even a single moment of it, right? Of course, some moments are wasted. You have to spend time grooming yourself, combing your hair, taking care of hygiene stuff, eating food. And a lot of it seems like, oh my God, do I really have to do this again? I mean, such a waste of time. Sleeping. A lot of times I'm like reading a great book or I'm reading a great manga. I'm doing something really interesting and I'm like, really, do I have to sleep? Of course you do, and I have to, because otherwise my complete day is shot to hell. If I don't sleep properly, I can't live properly, right? So I do, but it just seems like a waste of time. And so a lot of our life is wasted due to things that are necessary. Right? You have to meet up with family. You have to meet up with people perhaps that you don't like. Perhaps you have to do things that you don't like. You have to wait in lines at the airport or in the grocery store, things like that. So there are a lot of times where you're just sitting around where you're thinking, wow, I only have a few moments on this planet and I'm just wasting it away doing nothing. But it's okay if a lot of your time, your other time, is spent doing things that you like. I don't mind sitting in line and standing in lines for a long time because I know that I'm doing exactly what I want with my life and I'm spending it exactly the way I wanted to, right? I'm not wasting my life. And so I don't feel bad about wasting a bit of it because it's necessary, right? I don't mind going to sleep for 8 hours a day or 9 hours a day because I know the rest of the time I'll be spending it doing things I really, really like doing, which is creating these videos, writing, reading my mangas, things like that, right? And so that's how an INFJ thinks about it. What happens, though, is that people in our life in general don't think of time this way, right? And so they come into our life and then they start doing all these things where they are helping us or making us waste our time. So they'll be like, all right, let's meet up, let's do this, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, all right, cool, fine. And then we go there and they don't show up. Or they're 15, 20, 30, 50 minutes late. And you're like, well, I waited for you and I wasted all this time. Now, of course, as an INFJ, we always have a contingency plan. And I always carry a book around me with me. So if the person's going to be late, if they're going to try and waste my time, they can't. I have a book with me. Or I always have some of my mangas with me. Or I'll have an audiobook at hand. I always have something that I'll go into situations with where I can not waste my time and I can just sit and listen to these books or read them or read my mangas, or I'll find a spot to sit down and people watch. People watching is never a waste of time for me. I love people watching. It's fascinating. Also, it's good stuff. It's good material for my books. So in that manner, I'm never really wasting my time. I'm sitting there, I'm doing something, and even if they're an hour late, I have done something with my time. I haven't let them waste it. Of course, if the person does that over and over again, if they make us wait over and over again, every single time I meet up with them and they're late, I think to myself, all right, cool. I think you've proved yourself not worthy for me and my time. And so that's it. I'm not going to meet up with you anymore, right? And so really think of time this way. And as I said, if you want to date an INFJ, make sure you understand this concept that time is a currency to them, more precious than diamonds, more precious than gold. Now, people might give me diamonds and things like that. Oh, fine. If you give me more time, perfect. Yeah, time is more important to me. I want more time to do all the things that I want to do on this planet. I love time. I love my life. And I love this opportunity that I have to be on this planet, to be alive and to be here, right, for these few transient moments. And before you know it, it'll be over and I'll be dead. And I'll go off to another life or whatever you guys believe in. And that's it. But right now, this is a very small period of time that I have, and I want to make sure that I take advantage of it, right? And that's what an INFJ is always thinking. So I hope this makes sense to you guys. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. It's a really interesting topic to me. I could speak about this forever and ever. Like, this is actually one of those things that I'm like, all right, let's talk about this, yay! So I hope this makes sense. If you guys have any questions, please put it in the comments below and I'll do a further follow-up video. And again, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site or my Ko-fi site, whatever you guys prefer. All the links are in the description below. And I'm also going to pin a comment below with the Ko-fi and Patreon link there so that's easy for you to find. Again, thank you so much for listening, for supporting me, and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.